Thank you for calling Healthcare Partners. Please listen carefully. Thank you for calling the Emblem Health Participating Provider Service Line at Healthcare Partners. For continuous quality improvement, calls are selected at random to be monitored and or recorded. If you do not wish your call to be monitored, please notify your representative. Your call will be answered by the next available Emblem Health Participating Provider Service representative. If your call is regarding an immediate medical emergency, please press 0 for the operator.
Thank you for calling Healthcare Partners. My name is Kevin. How may I assist you today?
Hello, Kevin. Good morning. My name is David. I'm calling from provider office. Looking for a reconsideration status.
Reconsideration status, all right. David, may I know where you're calling from?
I'm calling from provider office as North Shore Hematology Oncology Associates.
All right, is it the same name on the claim?
Yes.
Okay. So it's billed for North Shore Hematology?
Yes. It's a facility name.
You said, okay, Hematology, Oncology?
Associates.
Associates. Right.
And
may I have a callback number, please?
Yeah, my good callback number is 631-518-6008, direct line.
And the member ID?
Yeah. The member ID is KZKILO100523-9601.
Okay. Alright, just give me one moment here. Let me put up the details.
Yeah, and may I know your last name initially?
Yes, that'll be BB as in boy.
Yeah, I noted. Thank you.
You're welcome. Number ID. Alright, David, I do have the members' information. Can you please help me verify them? Member's full name, date of birth, and also the address of the member.
Yes, sure. The member name is Anne Williams, and the date of birth is February 9, 1944. Just a moment. And the member home address is 395 Grand Avenue, Lyndhurst, New York, 11757.
All right, thank you so much for that, David. And may I have the date of service and bill amount?
Yeah, the date of service is May 6, 2025, for the charge amount $2,480 even.
$80 even. Okay. So it's a facility claim, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And may I know your last
last name initial, BB as in boy?
Yeah, noted.
Okay, however, you said May 6th of 25, correct?
Yes. And I'm looking for a reconsideration status. If you like, I provide the sending date and the fax number.
Alright, I don't think it is a hospital claim or a facility claim. I tried searching. I couldn't find any claims on file. So, let's see here. It's a professional claim, I believe. Okay. Okay. Who is the provider in the claim?
And the rendering provider name is Meloni Takir.
Alright, you represent this doctor?
Yes.
That's what I asked you previously, what's the name on the claim? You said it is this.
Yeah, the facility name is North Shore Hematology Oncology Associates.
Yeah,
the rendering provider performed
under
this
the
service.
Facility. Yeah, but it was not billed under the facility, correct?
Mm.
It was billed for a provider.
Yes, but the bill performed under the facility. That's why I provide the facility name and NPI.
Right. My understanding. However, when the claim is billed for the, how to say, facility, then we usually search on the facility claim. However, if it's billed for an individual provider, then that's a different, searching professional claims. Anyways, I do have the claim on our file, which was denied, and you said you sent the reconsideration.
Yes.
And yes, we have received this reconsideration. However, as I can check, the initial, you know, status was upheld. The denied status was upheld. I'll give you the reason why. Just note down, we have received this reconsideration on this July 21st of 2025.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was initially denied because there was a diagnosis code, I believe, I639. Let me see here. No, I don't see an I6. Let's see here. Inappropriate place of service. Okay. E559, EA419, C136. Okay. And here. Alright, just give me one moment, alright?
Yes, yeah, take it back.
Out here it's showing, however, it's saying that, you know, you did not send us the corrected claim with the corrected place of service. So,
because
give me
the place
one moment,
let
me...
Because the place of service email is correct, that's why we sent reconsideration.
Yes, reconsideration with the correct place of service in the corrected claim. However, it's showing out here that because the corrected claim was not submitted, so you did not submit, you just sent us the reconsideration.
Yes, because we not sent a corrected claim, that's why you not receive any corrected claim, because the place of service 11 we billed, it's a correct as per CMS policy.
Okay, so you mean it's correct, alright.
Yes.
However, if it was correct, then you know this bill claim would have been paid. So did you send us at least a note or maybe a justification,
yes,
you know, proving that
yeah,
this
we
is the correct place of service?
Yeah, we attached all the medical records and we already filled the...
No, medical records I understand, not the medical records. We need like a... It was denied for place of service.
Yeah,
okay.
We attached the policy and we already filled the form you require. We detailing all the information under this form.
Sorry.
And we already attached the policy and all the medical records.
However, was there any note justifying that, you know, the place of service is correct? Because it was denied for that, inappropriate place of service. So... Was there any notes regarding that? Justifying?
Yeah, I just told you we attached the policy and we already not...
The policy is different now.
Under
why
the
yeah.
form.
Okay, no worries. Let me just have a look here. Just give me a
yes,
moment.
Sure.
Mind if I place a call on hold for a minute?
Yes, sure. Take your time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling. We look forward to talking with you, so please stay on the line.
Thank you so much, David. Thank you for being on hold.
Yeah.
So as I checked a few more details regarding this, I could see that there was a diagnosis code that was for A419. Alright?
Okay.
A419 is a sepsis, stroke and sepsis diagnosis. So this diagnosis code cannot be performed in place of service that is office setting. So you need to contact with your billing team. Let them let them know that the insurance are denying. They are saying that sepsis diagnosis cannot be billed with place of service as 11. So they need to check, get the updated details, and they have to send us with the corrected claim for
okay.
this code A419.
Okay. Okay, no problem.
So, all right. So yep.
And may I know the new generic claim number?
No, I'm sorry. There was no generated new claim because this got denied. So nothing
okay,
was generated.
Okay,
however, there is a document control number if you want that.
Yeah, I want that.
Alright. The document control number will be 202-507-245, three consecutive zeros, 629, three consecutive zeros, 30. So
okay,
this is
I
the
noticed.
Document control number.
Okay, I noticed.
Okay.
And may I know the call address number?
Yes. Call reference number is 202-508, followed by 085, four consecutive zeros, 48, three consecutive zeros. I'm sorry, it's not three consecutive, it is four consecutive. Kindly add one more zero, and
okay.
then the number three.
Okay, I
okay.
noted, and that's all about for my side, and thank you so much, boss. It's me, dear. Have a wonderful day.
You're welcome. So, David, have I addressed all your questions and concerns for the day?
Yes.
Alright, thank you so much. Thank you for calling Healthcare Partners, and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.